Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Kino Tri Show. Whether it's ratchet or inspirational, dope or disturbing, let's talk about it. You never know who'll stop through. This dude's worldwide. So kick your feet up, relax, and let the libations flow. It's the Kino Tri Show. All the cool kids are listening. Don't be a Stanley.
We are in the building, son, and welcome to another episode of the Kino Tri Show. It is Tuesday, August something. I don't even know what the date is. We got my partners in crime in the building. We got Jamil Harley, a.k.a.
What up, son?
Young Bay.
Young Bay.
We got Steven Nose.
It's actually August the 18th, Kino.
Oh, okay, August 18th. Okay. We got Steven Nose. He is chronologically always on point. Thank you, Steven.
No problem. That's why I'm here.
And our special guest in the house today, we got comedian. We have a weather, so we might run into a few little problems, man, but bear with us. But we're in the building, man. Mother Nature hates internet, man. It hates, hates Comcast. So I want to start off the day by saying that I had a little experience, and I told this lady I'd give a shout out. I had something unfortunate happen to my vehicle, and I rented a car from Enterprise. I rented a car from 7475 Roswell Road. What is that considered? That's Roswell. Okay. Sandy Springs. So,
Chase?
Yeah. That's
Sandy Springs.
Sandy Springs. Everybody else is around there.
We're going to go all the way down the line.
But,
by the Starbucks?
By the name of Ebony Irvine. She
is putting
assistant,
her out there like that?
Yeah, God. Assistant branch manager, man. I'm giving her a shout out, man.
Oh, okay.
She handled her business, young black female in there, and she everybody in there was tight, man. I told her I'd give her a shout out on the show.
How tight was she?
Text it to me, I'll say it for you.
I think you went a little excessive also.
I know.
You didn't have to say she was black. I mean, her name is Ebony.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, well, you know, I just had
we had.
But it's also Ivory. Her last name is also Ivory.
Are you serious?
Irvine is Irvine.
Irvine. Oh, never mind.
Hey, Steve, take a break.
Right. Ebony Irvine. Hey, Ebony, Steve, I'm finding you on Facebook right now. So,
Facebook stalker.
Got her.
Oh, you got her?
Got her.
No.
So I wanted to give a shout out. You know what I'm saying? If you need a car, go up to Enterprise. This is the last time I'm going to mention Enterprise because they're not paying me. I want to give a shout out to Ebony Irvine. So,
you got to have good credit.
I don't know.
How's that work?
You gotta have
insurance.
Like the lowest.
You gotta have insurance.
They like the lowest rental car place.
I thought Enterprise. You gotta have everything together. $200. Oh, I know.
You gotta have a credit card.
Debit card, man. They take about $800 off your card.
Yeah, it's just $200. They hold $200. Well, that's everybody. They hold $200.
Oh, they do.
And, yeah, if you ain't got a credit card, they just hold $200.
I thought it was more than that.
Unless they change.
Oh, I thought I've seen 300 and 400.
They still doing with Uber around? They still doing that?
What?
I mean, if you need a Uber, ain't gonna take you out of town.
Uber is the
circle
Walmart
back around here,
of
Uber
grocery
around
stores,
here.
Bro. You know what I mean? Well, the Walmart of cars. I guess it's changing the game.
Don't you believe that? See, you fuck mess around and spend $1,000 just going up the street. Circle on back around here about 10 minutes.
Hey,
you
real
better,
quick,
you better lock them doors, baby. I'm dropping out.
Yeah, Ebony Irvine. I can't find you on Facebook. Find me.
I'm
just trying to spread the love right now, and
she's not a red bone though, Steve. She's not a red bone.
Hey, as long as she has a bone.
You almost got me there.
You almost got a bone, huh?
You gotta have a bone, huh?
I know, right?
She gotta have many bones.
Many bones.
Okay, that's better.
Right. Change it up. I guess that a prelude for the topic today. I'm a married dude, and I hear from y'all single guys about the rigors of dating, and I figured it'd be a good time to talk about it, and people listening wants to know what's going on, hearing it from a male perspective about how rough it is out here. So anybody off the rip want to, and I'm looking at Steve, because
Steve's the online dating champ.
That's what you got to talk about, man. And man, it's rough.
I went online. I took some. So I'm gonna go down a little list and maybe y'all can
Steve,
talk
tell
about
us what.
Right.
that's the easier way to
so,
do it.
Black people meet. No, I am on that.
Yeah, you. The ones when I googled them were like Tinder, OkCupid, eHarmony, Match.com, Spark.com. Christian Mingle. Am I right? Did I miss any?
J-Date.
And plenty of fish. Jewish and plenty people. Of fish.
J-Date,
yeah.
J-Date is for Jewish.
Plenty of say Match.com?
Match.com.
You said that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What's the other paid one?
eHarmony.
eHarmony?
Okay, yeah. So eHarmony and Match are paid.
I'll tell you right now, there's no black people on the paid ones. plenty of fish all day.
I got friends that hooked up off that, and the people that's on the paid ones, they are serious.
Yeah, they super serious. Cause they paying. Yeah, it's like 40.
That's a down payment on somebody's last name. We going on a date 9 days from now with Justice of Peace. What's up?
Mm-hmm. But dog, think about it though. I pay $40 a month or whatever the hell. What is it, Steve?
depends on the package you get, but yeah, typically about $39.95 a month.
Right, it's like $40 a month, right? Mm-hmm. Then you go out on a date, right? Now you spend $100 plus the $40. That's $140. You gotta be very serious.
But from my understanding, they do a profile. So you do it's not a profile that you per se like put on Plenty of Fish. It's a profile. Don't you consult with somebody and then they
consult
talk to
who?
You?
No, it's a test.
It's a test. That's
dude,
what it is.
I've been taking which one is that? The first one.
What,
been
Match?
Around for years. Not
E-Harmony?
Match before eHarmony.
Yeah.
I've been doing that profile for about 5 years, man. That thing is like the SAT, bro.
That's probably why you broke, man.
No.
Oh, you haven't finished the
profile. No, I haven't finished the profile.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Looking for nothing.
So, no. do they have like a trial offer like in the beginning? Is it like
I heard that Match got a Groupon.
Got Groupon.
I
got
think
Groupon.
They do.
How you go on a dating site as a group? Is that
Groupon. For the
okay,
for the,
okay.
For
just,
the sign up special.
Okay, just sign up special.
Well, hold on. How much is the sign up, man? Everybody looking at Steve like.
Well, it's like typically about $19.95, but then plus the initiation. You know, I don't know why we're going over numbers right now. We're talking about.
No, this is information.
It's real, dude, because I didn't know, man.
Yeah. So is it, and I want to know if the different packages like. Do you get a base package for like the $40? You get to meet the Raggedies. If you pay like $100 a month, do you get access to doctors and lawyers? I don't know.
That would be a good site, though.
It would be.
Yeah.
Why would that be a good site?
Not a good site, but, you know, hey.
Those people are assholes.
What the mean? Free people?
No, you said lawyers and stuff?
Yeah,
because they got money. They're assholes.
Is there like different levels of dating? Like, would you pay more to have access to millionaires?
I think all of that comes out in that profile, man. Seriously.
No. No.
It doesn't?
Because they lie.
Yeah.
People do lie.
But that's the thing with that. You haven't taken the profile yet, huh?
No, I don't play.
Bro, I promise you, it's like a psych test. They ask the same question 4 different times
exactly.
At 4 different times.
It's almost like when you go to your interview, do you feel? Do you think it's okay to steal if you've been underpaid?
Of course not.
Would you ever tell on a friend? No.
But you might be like, hell yeah.
Right. Why are you putting the...
We are back, man. We had a little blur. So, Plenty of Fish, what I heard is that it's overweight white women all day. That's
And women selling vagina.
Oh, so people use it to sell?
It's an upgraded back page.
But that's how it is on like every one of these sites, though.
Well, the free stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the free stuff,
Here's my spin on these online.
You know what's serious, but he's scratching his eyebrows.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people, and I was talking to my homeboy about this today. It's a lot of people who desire things that they're not qualified for.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you go on these pages, you got these women, and it's probably the same thing for dudes, but I don't look at dudes, so I don't know.
Exactly.
You see these women with their butts out, mm-hmm. all greased up, and mm-hmm. then when you go down to their profile, a God-fearing man only... the wrong way. I need a muscular man that looks like, you know, it's like, it's right. It's a bunch of Flavor Flav women looking right. for Morris chestnuts.
Yeah.
And probably the same thing with dudes.
Well, I talk to a lot of women on these sites, man, and they go in on the brothers. Like, just being a gentleman, they're not used to it.
No.
They're like, well, what's your angle? Angle? What are you talking about?
It's the conditioning, man. We've been beat up so bad. Our race
mm-hmm.
that, and then we beat each other up so mm-hmm. bad that, you know, I know females be like, they want specific attributes from a man, but as soon as they get it, they friend zone him because he's too nice.
Right.
And I feel like I can run over him. No, you don't necessarily, you're not going to run over him just because he holds a door, but he probably choked the shit out of him.
Right.
Not saying he should.
But he probably will.
But if you, I mean, you know, because I know a couple females, the man that can handle my mouth. No, you need to be an adult and handle your own mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so, I do want to say that I did read this stat one time that passed up person on any dating site are Asian men.
Yeah, y'all got a bad rap, man.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that's because
Asian men is definitely top.
So, what do you think it is?
About what? Asian men?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe they just don't see us as being ever romantic. You don't even see like a romantic Asian guy or like.
You're probably the most outspoken Asian guy I've ever come across.
Why, thank you.
Because a lot of people, a lot of Asian people that I've come across, they're really quiet.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Kinda, and that's just their culture, the way they were raised.
They raised, you know.
I was born in America, so I have, you know, the Asian and American culture. But, I mean, I don't know, man. It's tough in these streets for an Asian guy trying to get a date, man.
It ain't tough, Asian. Ooh. I mean, Steve. I'm about to Asian Steve. I saw your Tinder. It ain't tough for you. Don't you tell me.
Why are you looking at my Tinder, man?
Because you showed it to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
let me search for me.
He got
and
right.
I'm looking for you, Steve.
Asian Steve.
Yo, some people do that, though. They switch their sex on their profile just so they can see their competition.
For what?
What?
Yeah, women do that. I know guys.
Women do it, but why, as a man?
I don't know, man.
Why do I care what you're saying as a man?
I don't know.
That's just like in a club. Why do I care what you have on? Why do I care what you're saying to a female in the club? It's not going to be. I mean, it's all about, you know.
If you catch any of my profiles, which I'm probably on everything, but the number one reason is to promote comedy.
Absolutely.
Ooh. And when you go to my about me,
real
talk stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm hitting them with some quotes from one of my legendary ancestors or something. I ain't on there talking about looking for a queen that knows how to cook sushi under the moonlight. I ain't doing all that.
You know what? I kind of do the same thing, man, but from a jovial standpoint, but at the same time, from a serious standpoint, like on my profile, I'm saying, look, if you had butt shots and if you all about your booty and your looks at 100%, then I don't really want to be.
But that type of woman is going to expect you to treat her like she's up here.
Right, that's my thing.
Yeah.
Don't come at me like a stripper and expect me to treat you as a queen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I can respect you even though I see you got a condition, a mental issue, but I'm not about to be.
Ladies, don't worry about these guys. Holler at me.
You know what? I've seen over the years, you know, you live long enough, you see stuff, but I've seen over the years the chicks who, you know, from high school, college, and when you're young 20s, they depended 100% on their looks. And it worked for them. They got the dues, they got the money, whatever. And we hitting that 40 range on the other side. Boy, you'd be like,
they're
whoa.
They like, how you doing? I'm married, ma'am. Get out my phone.
Right.
So, yeah, in the end, you know, at first they give you their ass to kiss. They don't really offer nothing but their looks. But, you know, when Father Time catches up, now all of a sudden they looking for a good man.
A good man.
Yeah.
What's up, C. Davis? Tell me.
Because I had a female in high school. I was crazy for her, man. She wouldn't give me the time of day, bro. You know, about 6 years ago, she hit me up on Facebook.
6 years and six kids ago.
Right. And trust me, brother,
she
do
not. Them suits back then.
That's the thing, though. I was. Yeah.
But that was
different.
You wearing suits
it wasn't suits. It was my shirts. I had a button all the way up to the top, like doing that shit. You know, and everybody else was wearing wife beaters and white tees. So I stood out. So a lot of women didn't understand my style at that time. Right. So now that it's caught up with the times, you know, and I, you know, I'm single, no kids, you know, doing pretty good for myself, man. So now I get the stuff I was liking at high.
I haven't known that.
Yes, sorry, we had another technical difficulty here. This is a good time. We're going to take a break and see if we can work out some of these technical difficulties. And we're talking about online dating. So if you're listening, we're going to get back on it. You listen to the Keno Tri Show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow it down, just let it go. Go with love, I'll give it all away. Just don't tell nobody tomorrow. Don't do that, I'll do it every way. Because I can't tell the morning light. We like to party.
Mm-hmm. We are back on the Keno Tri Show, man. Thanks for hanging in. We're storming in Atlanta, man. We might have some blips and some technical difficulties, but we in the building, son. We're talking about online dating, and I forgot where we left off, but we were talking about.
Dave was just talking about he didn't want no whopper that was already ate up.
Yeah. no used cars. He don't like no old ties.
Yeah, I don't
with want
the no tread. Old ties, man. Online dating is cool, man. You just got to be real careful, though, Doc, because there's a lot of people that be perpetrating. Like, you got men that act like women.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They go out and Instagram, they steal people's Instagram pictures and put it up on the online dating sites. You think you needing a dime, and then you go out and meet them. It's a ding-a-ling.
A dime dude.
Yeah, right, it's a ding-a-ling. You don't want to do that. You ever had? What's your worst nightmare, sir?
My worst situation. No, worst situation. I never had really any bad situations dating. There was this one girl. That's so bad even saying this, but I was in San Fran, met a girl on Tinder. Talked to her a little bit. Okay, cool. Same interest. We decided to meet up in San Fran at a picture of her Halloween costume. She was like a mime, you know, with the white face.
Those are warning signs.
Right.
Shots
fired.
Red flag. Like a flag.
911, please call 911.
Right, right. Okay. And her photos were decent, whatever, you know. And then I met up with her, and it turns out she had a scar all the way down her face. Like, all the way down her head.
Well, makeup, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that. And I was like, oh. And I could not stop staring at it, but I kept pretending I was staring at her eyes.
It was a real scar?
It was a real scar, like, all the way down. And I had no idea. And I was like, I mean, she was a cool girl, but, you know, and that was probably the last time you ever saw
that. That reminds me of a story. I was in a club back home.
On a Tuesday.
And the bartender was flirting with me, and she was fine. I was like, why are you flirting with me? I'm just Jermaine Harley.
Right.
This is before I became Jermaine
Harley.
You know what I'm saying? And we talked it up, doing her, you know. I go to the club the next week, and she flirting. I said, let me get your number. And she puts her hand up to give me the number, and she's missing a couple fingers.
Oh.
I don't have a problem with that. But you can't spring that on nobody. Like, you kind of got to ease up, like, hey, baby, I'm
going to wave by the last time. How you
bring that conversation up, though, Doc? On the phone?
No, this was in person at the club. Like, she was talking to me, and I didn't realize she had her hand, like, hidden behind the bar, doing her thing with the one hand.
Yeah,
she can't give you a pound. She just give you a few ounces. That's okay.
And I felt bad, man.
You didn't want to get to know her, dog?
No, because I liked her. She was real. She was cool, fun, and attractive, but you just can't throw no hand like that.
And the worst part is that you didn't know if she was married or not because she was missing that ring finger.
Saying no tan and nothing.
Y'all going to hell. Y'all
but now, you gotta, it's some pros in that, though, man. If y'all get together, man, you get like half off them.
I knew I shouldn't have said that. But
y'all,
online
y'all
day,
go to a reggae club, she ready?
Put your fingers up. You love Chick-fil-A.
You stupid, man. Now, I had something like that, too, man. I was at a strip club in Miami, and she was sister, bro. And we sitting there rapping for about an hour. She never leaned off that wall. That's the number, the whole nine. Yeah. At the end of the night, she leaned off the wall, bro, and she, like, literally had, like, fucking me off. So I kind of had an attitude, like, you could have.
Exactly. You could have snuck that in.
Right. Let me make my own decisions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could have went to the restroom this whole time, at least one time.
Yeah, I felt funny, man, but she was fine as hell, bro.
So does it make a difference?
So you got a baby bar, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, nah, I strapped up, but that is a strip club.
Yeah, I got a. I know somebody who he was messing with a chick that her arm was missing from. I found out he was there. He was. Yeah, I met this.
Right. Everybody looking at you like the sun in the eye. Like,
right. Right. And, you know, he had kind of told me about it, but I know he a wild boy. So, but it was even funnier when I had some homegirls call me, like, hey, I saw your boy wild. I was like, what you talking about? They was like, we saw him with a chick with one arm. I was like, hey, she got the arm, but everything else must be in place. Cause but, I mean.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. Ain't nothing wrong. Dude, the chick was sexy, bro. Beautiful. But she just she had like a stroke on the side or something. I ain't never bring it up.
Just act like you don't know. All right. You You want to have a seat?
Right.
My looking mom at and them coming. Right.
Looking at her weird when she.
But check the online dating thing. You know, there's people who are so, like, that's all they do is social media. And those people are weird.
Yeah, when you finally meet them.
When you finally meet them. Or
talk to them on the phone.
Or talk to them in the conversation. Some people, you'd be like, how you doing? Fine.
I hate that.
I'm going to give you two more sentences.
Right.
I'm going to give you, and if you hit me with one word again.
I'm out.
Delete.
Quick.
Yeah.
I can't stand one word answers, man. Do that in an interview, and that's basically what we're doing. We interview each other.
Maybe she's in the middle of taking care of kids or something like that. Couldn't give you all the attention you wanted. That was one of the things I used to hate back in the day. If you call somebody and they want to have a conversation with everybody else, or some kids running around, or Jeffro done walked in, whatever, but like, you know, you call me back. No, I'm straight. I'm straight.
Well, some people,
hold on, Leroy.
Yeah, baby. So what you saying? Women in their 30s still do that.
I hate it.
Yes, it's stupid. I talk to relatives now that if they put them with their kids, you know what? I'll call you back.
I hate to say it, man, but now I actually prefer texting in a lot of situations. Because if you're busy, you can't answer.
It's gotten to the point where that's all I do.
And it's sad because I didn't want to become that guy. Yeah. Because I actually like talking to people and having a conversation, because you can learn so much. You can tell somebody really lying if they're really telling the truth, if they're really into you, if they're not. You can't tell that shit from a text.
Now you get on the phone, you hear his breath.
Yeah.
The worst part is when you call a girl, she doesn't answer, and then a minute later she texts you back, hey, what you need?
Yeah, see, I don't trust her.
See, I just called you because I want to talk to you. And
she with her other dudes.
Right, because that's what I do. I don't trust you.
No, you're right. Sometimes somebody calls me, I answer that. Right. They really need me. They'll leave me a message. If not, then it wasn't important.
But you know what I find, too? This year I just found out a lot of women that are on social media have boyfriends.
Oh,
like, on these dating sites.
That's their outlet.
Maybe they mad at the dude, they just going through it.
Or they just love attention.
Attention.
You know, attention is like currency to people today.
Like,
yeah, just a little attention.
Well, you can tell from Instagram that I saw most of them looking for. Like,
you know what? Speaking of Instagram and Facebook, for that matter, but there is a person who follows me on Instagram, and every day this chick posts no less than 5 to 10 pictures
of herself.
And she is not the most. She has the most ridiculous weave. Her makeup is bad. And then I look purposely at the pictures to see if anybody's liking them or commenting.
Nobody's liking them.
Nobody's commenting.
Man.
It's like,
nah, y'all didn't see the first one. Let me hit you with this.
She gonna kill herself by this.
Like, this has been her situation for at least 2 years that I've recognized her as my Facebook friend and on Instagram. But she don't give a damn. She keeps taking them.
Because in her eyes.
Yeah, and her eyes
but,
only.
But let me tell you something about Instagram and Facebook, bro. The guys might not like it, but they be hitting them up in them inboxes.
Sliding them DMs.
Girl, you looking good today.
Let me come over and give you a massage.
That's a creepy thing. Girl, you looking good today.
Hey, you came across my mind the other day.
Right. You want to go get something to eat?
Let's catch up.
He did the Tone Loc in here. Right.
Anybody know? I got a question, man. Because I think ladies really got the game.
Can I cuss? Man, do what you
do. Okay, the ladies really got the game fucked up, all right? Women, they don't know what men want. So I truly think that they're trying to impress each other and not men.
Yes, 100%. In agreement. I don't even have to be dating to see that.
I don't know any man that likes weave like that. Like, fucking eyebrow bullshit, Nike check like that. Even with the whole booty situation. I think every man likes a big ass.
But not no.
But let it be. Yes.
Yeah. Your thighs is about this big, and then your ass is, you can't even get through the room.
You look like an apple on two pencils.
Look like an upside down hors d'oeuvre with a toothpick in it.
It looks stupid.
Meatballs on toothpick.
You look stupid. But the chicks be like, well, all the men be liking. Listen, ladies, we will knock you down, but you're not going to meet mama. So
translation, please. We will.
tell your ass. Listen, but if you're trying to meet mama, it's not going to happen. You could go around this table right now and ask any one of these guys, how would you feel if your lady posted pictures like that on Instagram?
Nah, couldn't take her home. Couldn't.
Well, my mom isn't on Instagram, so, I mean.
No, bro. If you still be.
Look, if you're breathing, I don't care right now.
Look,
you're trying to knock him down. Steve, I'm talking about as far as lady, though. Yeah. This is my lady right here.
Because you guys are saying Steve's still in his 20s. We ready to be popular.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm looking for a trap queen, too. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I've been looking, man.
Stevie,
you know?
Wop up in this piece. Yeah, Stevie,
trying to knock him down.
I got into a slight debate not too long ago. I told a female exactly what you said. Men don't like that.
Yeah, I do.
And I said, no, it's just because you hear them saying what they say about Beyonce and Nicki Minaj, they would knock them down. I mean, they would have sex with them.
Right.
But they're not trying to build a future with them.
Nah.
That's a fantasy.
Yeah.
That's the difference between the strip club. A dude that's happily married will find himself in a strip club time to time.
For fantasy reasons.
You won't find me in there because I like to keep my money.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't like to go nowhere where I got to spend money.
Tip
and
still
nothing.
Can't get nothing. Yeah. That's like going to a restaurant.
I go out
and they just waving steaks in your face.
You want it, don't you?
Yeah, you want it, don't you?
Give me $5.
Smell it.
Still can't have it. Security, he touched it. Get him out of here.
Now y'all making me feel bad for going. Like, what?
Steve, you're in your 20s. Sir.
Okay, yeah.
We've went. Trust me.
Okay, okay.
Raised in one.
And the thing about the strip clubs now is it's half and half. Half women and half men pay the guys in the club. Or
half.
You think it's more women?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
When I first moved to Atlanta, me and my homeboy was in Hooters, and we didn't know where to go. We was fresh off the boat in Atlanta, and it was one of the waitresses. He's like, yo, what's to do tonight? What y'all getting into? She said, we going to the Script Club, shawty. We was like, why?
The Script.
Yeah, with a K.
Yeah, and we looked at her, and we was like, well, why? Because I'm from Indianapolis. Back then, when I left, that wasn't popular. We was like, so why are you going to the Strip Club? Because that's where the men's at. And I was like, but if a man is looking at a naked woman all night, you think he wants to know your name?
Right. That's what I'm saying about attention, man. Women got to understand there's different forms of attention. That's a good door right there. Take a picture of
it. Kino's trying to do a selfie right now, and we're all distracted as hell.
It's different forms of attention, man.
Yeah, it is. I wish we had we got anybody in the chat room? I want to get some women's opinions on it. Cause you remember we did that thing for your homegirl's what the interview that we did for that book?
Oh yeah, we did it was a book and I forgot what the book was called, but the book was based on a woman trying to set. It was a woman. Her profession was setting men up, catching them cheating, and women used to pay her. And then if she ended up sleeping with the dude, she would get more money.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was kind of a
oh that's fucked.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, and so
there was a movie about that, wasn't it?
Probably so. That topic's probably been hit several times. But they brought in women. They brought a bunch of women in and got their point of view, and then they had us men what our point of view was on it. So I don't know where Jamil was going with that.
Well, I was gonna say because you remember the way that the women that was interviewing us that was there when we was doing it. She was like, "Yo, the answers between the two were like so different."
Between the two what, men and women?
Between the men and women. Mm-hmm. Because we were given logical, and I don't even know what they was doing, but the way she was talking, it was like they was on some old bad men bashing stuff.
Yeah, men ain't shit.
But we were doing a thing where we were being accountable for some of the things that we did in our younger days when we was out being dogs and players, because that's what you conditioned to be
as
a man. But when you get to be when you begin to mature, you can see where you messed up, and you accept accountability. Like, yeah, this relationship didn't work because I messed up, but going forward, blah, blah, blah. And so she was like, wow, y'all answers are interesting because it's totally different than what the female said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because a lot of times I think a lot of so guys play into this fantasy world with the women as far as looks and stuff, but I think women play into this fantasy world as far as, like, mentally. That's how you got people like Steve Harvey that can capitalize on that bull crap.
Millions.
Look what they're inundated with. Yeah. I mean, all these reality shows show women being ratchet, showing the ratchet women getting still wiped up by rich dudes. And that ain't reality. And matter of fact, most of them dudes ain't rich on them shows, but they they give the persona. So if it puts into their psyche, yo, I can act a damn fool and I'm still going to pull me a baller. No, that ain't the truth.
That's not the truth. That's TV.
But bottom line, dude, there's not too many ballers out here, bro.
No, it ain't.
And if it is a baller, he's not where they are. Not real ballers.
No. And speaking of balling, I posted this on Facebook today. I came across an article where Chief Keef is paying his baby mama $22,000 a month.
I didn't know he was making money like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Them rappers get money because you got to think about it. Rappers worldwide now. So them dudes go overseas, cash bitch checks, do shows.
But understand, that ain't going to last forever.
That ain't going to last. It probably won't last by the time the year's out.
Wait, hold on.
I've never even heard one
Puffy,
of those.
That's what Puffy pays, man.
Yeah. What, Chief Keef?
Nah, Puffy pays.
No. I'll take 50 or something like that.
He pays like
Nas was 30. Paying 30. Yeah, he was paying 30. Dude. So it's not outside the realm of possibility. Them dudes bringing in major chips these days.
I'm going to tell you what messed me up, and that it actually inspired me. Every Spears pays 25 a month.
Damn.
That's what I said.
Every what?
Ari Spears. Comedian. Does all the rappers and all that.
Yeah.
$25,000 a month he plays his baby mom.
How many does he have? Just one?
Just one.
Damn. He was on one TV show and he got a hit.
25.
That's why he got looking mad working. When he on the road.
He's
like,
always mad. Like,
that is an angry dude.
Dude, you ever tried to shake his hand? Like, meet him?
I met him in Alabama. He was a dick. But we had a friendly conversation on Twitter, though.
Yeah, he kind of digging prayer. I love the guy, man. I'm a fan of him.
I think
it's more so
because he's sick too. Something wrong with him. Have you seen him? He got them raccoon eyes.
He always had that though.
No.
He had raccoon. Put that easy on. He got that easy. Nah.
Harry the coon. Harry the raccoon.
Yeah, he's an angry brother, man. Funny dude though, man.
Yeah, but shout out to Ari Spears, man. Your child will be 18 soon enough. Just hang.
I think the baby like sick.
get you one more hour special. Right. Hold on to your love.
He stay working though.
Yeah,
man.
He need one every year.
Stay working. I see why.
Yeah. Well, this is a good time to take a break, man. While we talking about child support, it's depressing me a little bit.
You on child support?
Nah, hell no.
But not that I know of.
No children in the building, man.
Not that I know of.
Shout out to no dads.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of. There's a statute of limitations.
But we'll talk about
it. Give me the green light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now. Checking your smile, working your back like it's going out of style. Shake just a little bit faster, shake just a little now, girl. I'm dying to meet you, so let's mess around. Got an obsession with us getting down. Come just a little bit closer, I just need permission, so
give me the green light.
Baby, I'm getting much closer. I just need permission, so
give me.
this lame nigga factory. She said, what kind of girl do you think that I are? The kind that you meet in a bar. You think you can get whatever you want, cause you some kind of star. No, I'm a comment, I just want your woman. Hey, if I were you, it would be me that I go home with. Three, the one and only, one thing you ain't considered. I heard you when you told your girl, ooh, we can get it. Admit it, you did it. Let's hop a cab and split it. I'm kidding, we both going to where you living. I got you giggling like a piglet. Oh, that's the ticket. I hope you're more like Anita Baker than Robin Givens. No, I don't know that lady, so let me quit it. I'm just style freeing, freestyling, which I seldom do. This is what I'm telling you. Chill a bit, I'm telling you. Like I've been in jail for two.
Yes, we are back. Lil Jon Legend, ready to go right now.
Ready to go right now.
Uh-oh, we got some fingers in the middle.
That's me, yeah. Baby.
Yeah, we had. we had to put that on. Young Babe. You ain't heard Young Babe?
Nah, you can rap.
You didn't know that?
Nah, I'm here, you, man. Spit something.
Man, I got.
Yeah, oh, nah, there
nah, yeah. Young Bae.
Man, I send you some YouTube videos. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm in the building.
Son. Come on, son. You missed something real quick.
Yo, this ain't Sway. This ain't Sway.
Put a beat on.
Put a beat on, man.
I could find a beat, though. You want freestyle?
Yeah, I could freestyle. He got bars.
And I go off
the. Me?
And I. All right.
I'll find you a beat in the.
I'm hype, man.
Son, we going back.
You know,
I don't want your neighbors mad.
Hey, give me a cafeteria table.
What? I used to kill that with a pencil.
But yo, we were talking about during the break. We were talking about kids and how you see Davis was saying how he wants kids and gets negative responses from women about the children. Now, what could be the negative responses? Because most women want the white picket fence, the husband and the children.
Well, most of the women that I meet already have the package.
Oh, yeah.
They already got kids.
They already have kids, so they don't want any more kids, but they still want the white picket fence and everything else. So they basically want me to, give away my hopes.
Leave the legacy. Daddy.
Right, and be somebody else's father, and that's just not going to happen. I'm not saying I don't date women with kids, but if I date you, you have kids. You still have to want to have more kids.
Right.
Notice what I said. You have to want to have more kids, not do it just for me.
Yeah.
I get a lot of that, too. Well, I have it just for you. No, I don't want you to have it just for me.
Right.
This is not, it ain't like we picking food. We
right.
picking, this is a child.
Right.
You know,
right.
So that's I usually get the negativity from that. How you your age and you don't have no kids? I'm not married.
Right.
Right. People knock me for being responsible when I was younger.
Yeah, I commented on somebody's post the other day. They were saying, why do you have to be a single mother or father to be so-called strong woman or a strong man? And aren't you just as strong for refraining from...
even stronger.
Right,
yeah.
Right. From ski.
It's hard, though.
Right.
I get a lot of negative responses from women.
You feel a lot of niggas, what?
No, when I...
Well,
what?
Whoa.
When older people, I tell them I'm single, or like, well, actually, when I tell them I might be dating somebody, I'm interested in somebody, they're always like, no, don't be. You're young. live your life, because a lot of them got married at a very young age. They don't want me making the same mistakes. And I'm just like, all right, well, I'm just talking to a girl. I'm not, like, doing anything, you know, whatever. Well, I am.
You know, I heard that from family members, too, when I was young. Hey, don't get married. Don't worry about marriage. You got plenty of time. And, yeah, I did have plenty of time. I waited a long time. But, yeah, it's funny how you hear that from adults and stuff like that.
And then when you turn 35, they're like, why aren't you married yet?
Yeah, right.
Did you tell me that I need to be single my whole life?
Right. So they encourage promiscuity. And then when you out here making a bunch of babies, like, you need to slow down. What's wrong with you? You were telling me.
What you got, two? Come on.
I remember somebody was young. They was working on like their fifth kid. And they went to their grandma and they was like, you want to know what the name is? And the grandma said, I hope it's named the last one.
Yo, that's ridiculous, man. People do look at you weird, man. People look at me weird because, I just turned 40. A lot of people don't know that, right?
Woo!
Yeah, man. No kids, never been married. So people look at me like I'm crazy. Like I'm Bigfoot or something. How can you go this long without having kids? It's called condoms.
Right.
It's called condoms. It's called being responsible.
Condoms are a good pullout game. Right. Either one.
Mean pullout game. But yeah. I looked at my boys.
My toes get cold. I pull out. Uh-oh, I felt the wind.
You better put some socks on. Now, I looked at my boys. I looked at my uncles, man. And I learned from them. Like, yo,
yeah,
this is not where I want.
Yeah, struggle's real.
So that was my birth control, dude.
Yeah, I've seen people getting murdered. Get behind. It don't matter. It don't matter.
Oh,
you
yeah.
will pay. The child could be 35, but you had back child support trying to catch up. So
they take it right out of your checks.
Yeah.
You know what trips me out about child support? So you with a woman. Y'all in love. Y'all love each other. Stinking draws. Y'all have a baby.
Hmm.
Something happens, and then you hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
To where the woman's like, I'm taking you to child support court. Even though you could potentially, now not all dudes are this way, but I know some dads that are in the kids.
Right.
Still throwing the child support court, which the government wants you to do that. Yeah, they're right. Like, yeah, now I could potentially lock him up and get money.
It's the scorn thing. A woman's scorn is your worst nightmare.
But that affects the child more so than
they don't need care, man.
Well, when you think
not about the child,
mm-hmm. You was young. She probably had the baby, think you was gonna stay around, whatever. And now that you're gone, you never married her or never gave her these things you promised. Now she got a leg up on you. Like, I can make your life miserable at least for the next 18 years.
And that's what made me strap up, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Just for somebody to have that type of control over my life, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
It should be illegal. Who's catching felonies. In some states, they'll give you a felony for being behind on child. You get a felony, you can't get
a job. Work.
Now you really jacked up.
Yeah.
And you can't pay child support.
Yeah, so it's a double-edged sword. So I think there should be laws for the women. Like, where do the women get punished for having children they can't afford? Like, I got to go out and give you $400 a month, but you couldn't do the same for me. And even if I did have the child and was stressing you for $400 a month, society would be looking at me, why you the man? Yeah, you the man. Why are you getting that woman? Is she working hard, whatever? She doing the best she can. It's crazy.
Yeah.
She ain't do enough, goddamn.
It's a lot of pressure on men, man. I think that, you know, it's a lot of pressure on men.
It's a pressure both ways. I don't want to make it seem like we bashing the women. It's pressure both ways, but people get so caught up in their emotions, man, that they don't think of the logistics of what their decision is going to do, not just to the other person you had the baby with, but the kid.
Mm-hmm.
More so than anybody.
Mm-hmm. It's not about the kids, man. I keep telling you that.
I know, but I'm saying, as a parent, you should look what's best for this child.
Yeah. We know what's right. We know what's right. We knew we shouldn't have been hitting that rat raw, but I mean, you do what you do.
So. Let's ask the Raw Dog King. So, Steven, how do you...
RDK.
How do you get away with it? What do you...
Well, first off, my pullout game is extra strong. Like I said, and just like Jamil said, when my toes are cold, I pull out. If there's a full moon out, I'm pulling out. If there's, you know.
If there's a sheet on the mattress, you're pulling out.
Yeah.
You just going to swish it around the edge. Right.
Swish it around the
Steve
edge.
Steve Old School. Bare mattress, no sheet, fan in the window. Country sex.
I don't trust my pullout game, man. I just don't trust it, man.
Yeah.
It feels. It's like eating good food, dude. You're going to eat that last bite, baby. Right. You're going to eat it.
You know what? I got to. Oh, we shouldn't have did this.
Hey, right after that, what's wrong with you?
just think about my life now.
Right.
How long the pharmacy,
now you got the scissors
right, right.
How long the pharmacy stay open?
Right.
You want to run down there?
Start asking questions like, well, how long you been at your job? What's your benefits looking like?
Yeah, I need
you
want
a pill, right?
Serious, man. Dating. So online dating. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, online dating, man. It's the new dating because people are afraid of rejection. You know, you remember back in the day when you was younger, you go to the skate rink or whatever, and you had to approach a woman.
Mm.
You probably didn't have the best set. If you're going to, you're not going to have the best set every time because you're not really sure. She's good at this, me. I remember walking up to this girl that I had a big crush on. And it's funny because she hit me up on Facebook one day. But I didn't know what to say to this girl. I had this big crush on her. And I walked up to her and she looked at me. She's like, hey. And I was like, you know what time it is.
Time for somebody else to slide in and get a number.
You know what time it is. I think too that online dating has gone up because a lot of people got nowadays, especially women, because they got a lot more rights and they're moving up in the corporate ladder. They don't have much free time.
That's
but
true.
You know what? Here's the thing that trips me out about that. So you can approach a woman on social media and she's receptive.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see her out at Walmart. You see her at Kmart. How you doing? I'm fine.
If she says that,
and it's like, and number one. Your intentions probably wasn't even to approach her in that manner. You just kind of feels awkward to walk straight past somebody
and not speak
without saying hi.
Yeah.
And
you sure you're from the South, man?
No, I mean,
but you're right there. You're trying to pick up women at Walmart. That's your first issue right there.
Well, I don't shop at Walmart myself. I'm just saying.
He's a whole food type guy.
Oh yeah, he looked like yeah.
Yeah, he's looking for the earthy.
Man, you know how many women be in Walmart, man? At like 1, 2 in the morning, bitch?
Depends on which Walmart you go to,
yeah. That is a big factor in location.
Because I go to Kennesaw one when I was in Kennesaw State, and I go there as much as I can.
You already know what's going on in Kennesaw.
Yeah, I already know.
What Hank say?
With a Walmart by me after 8, boy, it's the Section 8 goblins up in the
when them kids need a daddy.
Right. You're going to be paying a phone bill. You miss.
I would tell you, this one right here, when it's going back to school, when I used to shop Walmart, I would come here and I would notice like when it's back to school time, it would be some bad mama jammas.
And they got 3 kids with them.
Yeah.
How old
are
you?
Some bad problems.
Bad mama jammas. He already told you.
This is Foxy. Yeah.
You know, I thought it was fine.
He said that on, it's Foxy and Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, my bad.
God, Mama Jamma?
She's a bad Mama Jamma.
Mama Jamma.
Just as fine as she
just
can be.
Just as fine as she can be.
Doom, doom.
She's a bad Mama.
How can you be blind and come up with this great music, man?
took it back to the old school.
Did his own writing, bro. That's
who was that?
Oh, damn, I'm tripping.
He said blind. I was like, right. Didn't no blind person write
it? I'm thinking about Steve.
Who are you thinking about?
All right. We got 1986 in here, Steve. 1986, man. We need.
Hey, keep it real.
The song, Steve. That's it.
Don't
like a truck. Look at that. Let me see that.
Look, yo,
you would be lying to me if you did not like that song back in the day.
I mean, it was catchy.
I couldn't watch
catchy.
The video because the dude had a phone.
He revolutionized the phone.
The fashion.
Yeah.
I remember my girlfriend in college. I'm not going to get too specific, but she had one on and I lost it.
It was sexy.
It was.
Like for a woman to show her phone on top of her jeans.
Well, I ain't,
even with no booty, it's just.
Yeah, you wouldn't know, but it was just sexy. You don't remember that, man?
This is how
this ad is sponsored by the letter T.
This is how conditioned I was. I would rather see her in the thong than, I mean, I would like to see her naked too, but I'd be like, hey, babe, put that thong back on.
Why did it go into the creepy voice? Huh? But you know what, she's doing it against her will.
That's I think most men are like that, dude. I think you're sexier almost naked than completely naked.
Because you're hiding the goods.
Yeah.
You kind of want to know what's in there.
Yeah, like,
so
boy,
it's like when you walk around, if your lady's walking around the house, I mean, you know, you used to see her naked. If she walking naked, unless you just in the mood, sometimes, baby, give me some drink or something like that. But she walking on board, she's like, hey, come sit on my lap.
Yeah, come on, talk to you. Come on.
Why is your pants down? Shut up, come talk to me.
Just grab that jelly right there. Grape jelly, goddammit. The grape.
I'm about to go to work. Fuck your job.
We gotta talk about these taxes here.
Tax lien,
yeah.
I got right now.
The taxes.
I'm
more of a those laced up boy shorts type of guy.
Yeah, I love boy shorts.
I like that more than the G strings and the thongs. I like that way more.
Yeah, thongs are kind of out of date.
I think it is. I think it is, man.
Like tea bags. If you wear some tea bags, I'm walking out.
What's that? What? Tea bags?
Tea bags.
What's
tea bags?
It's thongs, but it look like a T in the back.
Yeah, this
is a string.
That's a G string.
It's called tea bags.
Tea bags, depending on where you are. I heard tea bags before.
Why is it called a G string, though? It should be called a tea bag more because it's the shape of a T. What is it?
Tea bag just sounds rough. Hey, baby, you going to put them tea bags on tonight?
Yeah, you're
right.
Y'all
going to cook these tea bags.
Sound like you're cooking turkey or something.
Yeah.
Turkey bags.
Next to these turkey necks, I'm going to put these tea bags in there. Season them real good.
At first, I thought you said tea bags. What kind of girls you be?
It's weird, man, because, like, one of the sexiest things a woman can wear is a sundress, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, sundress is a
booty
nice. Yeah. Unless they got them lumps. Unless they got their lumps.
It's kind
of like SpongeBob. I see too many of them. Take your ass back to the bottom of the sea. That's what.
And can I say God bless the yoga pants? Anybody?
Oh, man. Never go out of style in my book.
Oh, never.
You know, it's funny. I just left the gym, and when women walk in and they know they got a nice lower torso, a lot of them look at the ground when they walk in.
See the shadow?
This is like they, I don't know if they know that dudes is like chicken hawking them, or if they just like, yeah, I know I look good.
So they don't make eye contact.
I think it's B.
If you make eye contact,
he on you.
Hey, Miss
Lane,
come here.
Yeah.
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 Right. Yeah.
He on you.
I got this set of 10 real quick.
Right. He on you. But they wear it to get, I don't care what they say. They wear it to get the attention, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think they've lost their way as far as the yoga pants. See? Yoga pants are worn by soccer moms. These are nowadays wearing tights, which are not yoga pants because you can see right through them shits.
Yeah. Oh, the leggings.
Leggings.
Yeah, leggings.
I saw this.
Leggings.
You can see all the business.
You got a tattoo on your ass? That's a birthmark. I can see it. It's an anchor.
It says Ricardo right there.
Anchor.
Yeah, it's an anchor.
And it says 1982.
I saw this girl on a treadmill a couple of days ago, and she had so much booty, and her shorts were so short, she had to stop
Oh, I hate that.
To pull it down. I'm like, why would you even wear that?
Yeah.
It looks uncomfortable. Because
she's trying to catch a young beige. That's what she's trying to do. Like,
young beige, and they're trying to drop this beige.
This is what blows me, though. Women, I love y'all. I promise y'all. I love y'all to death. Watch out, man.
So this is what blows me.
Paul, ain't no pause.
A chick with no teeth. That's what
it
is.
It feels good, first of all.
It feels
You wear this stuff to get attention. Then when you get the attention, you have an attitude about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you posting, like, okay, here it is. If you posting a picture, you have butt naked, right? And then when dudes comment and all the other stuff, first thing you want to put, these cats out here thirsty.
Thirsty. Yep, thirsty.
No, you thirsty.
Yeah, you thirsty.
You thirsty
for
attention.
Yeah.
A dude is going to be a dude.
Period.
If a half naked dude, chick walk in, pause. If a half naked chick walk in right now, every dude in here gonna turn around, from the married dude to the single dude.
Yeah, just to
see. Keno's gonna play it out. What's wrong with you?
Right. Are you cold?
Slow down a little bit.
No, I'll be like, how the hell you get past my wife? Right.
Is everything okay?
It's a setup.
This is a setup.
I know one when I see it.
I love women though. I do.
But it's and we talk about this all the time on social media, the women who are the attention whores, they put all these pictures out here, but, you know, you swipe a few pictures past, you see the kids, and you see the pictures in church, and Jesus loves me, and all that good stuff,
yeah.
And
oh,
it's
man.
And it's crazy. It's
church flow.
It's a lot of, what I was about to say, mental...
confusion.
Yeah, mental confusion. People are off. There's a lot of mental illness.
Mental schizophrenia.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
Listen, and that messes up my mental state. This is a true story of what happened. I was on Tinder, saw a girl.
Left is my
and
girl.
I was like, you know what? No match.
Wow.
She so you like you?
Like me.
Right, you pregnant. Man.
Yeah, we was going good, had a little blip. But yeah, that's crazy. But you know, there's fetishes out there. Dudes love pregnant women.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
I've seen, like, you know, I look at a lot of World Star, man, and they have strip clubs where pregnant women come in and shoot milk from their breasts.
Golly.
And dudes
on,
pay
man.
Extra for that.
Well, I'm lactose intolerant, so they ain't going to work for me. I'm lactose intolerant.
Seen it all.
Look at Jamil's face. Yeah, like, what we do today?
What site is that?
Yeah.
Milkandnipples.com.
I dated a girl that had just had a baby when I was younger, and she was still lactose. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, bro. I don't know if you ever had a.
No.
there we go. It might be a good time to take a little break.
It's outstanding, brother. That's
the limit.
Understand. Let the Lord use you.
You ever hit that supreme?
These are what I'm talking about.
We're gonna take a little break, man. If you want to call in and chime in, which you probably shouldn't, the number is 607-203-5368. If you call in, press 1 to make sure that we know you want to talk. You listen to the Keno Tri Show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I knew somebody was going to say,
man, let me hit that, man.
Are you going to pass it?
Man, this thing was so thick. Low ride. 77 Seville. L Dog. Nothing but the black. All the players. All the hustlers. I'm talking about a black man heaven here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I prep. I'm about to go in depth. This is the way I creep my season. Here's my guess to rep. I kept to say the least. No, it can't see. So I begin to piece my 2 and 2 together. Got no snowy weather. Have to find something to do better. Bet I set the path, so shut up that. Nonsense about some solid. I got the crock. If it ain't real, ain't right. I'm like no matter what the season. Forever chill with Smith. I sit my fifth. I chill with Winston. Got my reason. So tell me, what did you expect? You thought I'd break my neck to help y'all deck. I got other means of celebrating. I'm getting blizzard at Hojo. I got the hoochie waking. I made it through another year. Can't ask for nothing much more. It's outcast, but the books I thought you knew. So now you know. Let's go. Okay, my day is moving, this is ridiculous. I'm getting serious, I'm getting curious. Cause the house is smelling fake, the shit that's old is vicious. I make no wish cause I'm hot and smoke. Niggas in the back getting tipsy off the noggin. High as hell, I'm the contact smoke. The evidence won't got in my backseat. They passing the urban running verses cause it's in the air. I hit the fog, so I hit the cut. I'm hitting switches cause I'm switching from side to side. Looking for hope and snitches. I'm wide open on the freeway. My pager broke my vibe. Cause the junkie is a junkie 365. It's just another day of work to meet the spirit. Just an enemy, grab my pistol in my house. See what the junkie got to give me, cause it's right. Yeah, forever pimping, never slipping. That's how it is. Don't need no ham. Hawks, don't play me like smoking rocks. I got
the corner in my Cadillac. My heart does not go 50 fat for no rat. I'm leaning back, my elbows out the window. Coke rum and endo fills my body. Where's the party? We rode deep, we dipped to underground. There's a lot of hoes around. I spit my game while wasting countdown. I fight for 1, 3, 2, here comes the one. A new year has begun, be funk spark another one. One.
Sitting at a table with my homie G's.
Uh-oh, we got Steve's in the studio freestyling.
Oh, rapping Steve.
Yeah, man, we had a full episode of foolishness today, man. Yeah. I want to thank C. Davis for coming joining us, contributing man. To the foolishness.
I mean, I had a ball, man. This is the first time. I was a little uncomfortable at first that I sat around a table with four dudes with no shoes on.
Damn right, I don't want to mess up the not carpet, really, man.
Not really comfortable with that, but you guys broke me in real nice. Thanks, man. I appreciate you guys. Paul. Paul Sutat.
Well, you didn't have too many Pauls, motherfucker.
Paul.
You guys broke me in. Just right.
I'm secure like, of a manhood, baby.
I like the way you broke me in.
Just
like,
the way
I
Whoa, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that. You know what else? What blows me is he done hit all the gayism. But
no, I had a good time, man. That's what's up, man.
Where can we find you, C. Davis? C. Davis has a comedy troupe. Mm-hmm. Or is it a troupe, or what would you call it?
yeah, it's a troupe. I guess you'd call it a troupe.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
it's just a group of comics, man, that's coming together and doing some comedy skits, and we're putting them out on Facebook and Instagram, man. And we're called the Joke Dealers, man.
Joke Dealers. Make sure you check it out.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook.
Do you have an Instagram page or Facebook that says Joke Dealers specifically, or do they have to come to your page, Comedian C.
No, no, no. That can actually go straight to Joke Dealers, man. It's Joke Dealers on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And I think we just got the website, too, jokedealers.com. So,
okay, yeah. But, check out Carlos Rodriguez, Big Hank Denson.
Big Hank Denson.
You have a few females. I'm not familiar with them.
Yeah, we got Jen. She's very funny. These are just very funny people, man. And some of the gigs also, man. Mm-hmm. Good, man. So
no doubt, man. It's the Atlanta comedy scene. All love, man. All love.
We all family, man.
Yeah, I've been doing. Shoot, I've been knowing Steve for probably about 4 years now.
Steve,
Jameel, too long. No, Jameel working on a decade. It seems like.
Y'all been going about seven.
Cause
when like 2008, 2009.
Nah, I met you 7 years ago, baby. Cause we did that.
Punchline
joint.
Yeah,
I'm probably going longer than that.
What's up, dog? What's happening, baby? Man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you want a cookie or something?
I just want to give it back to y'all. Y'all been pausing me all day.
Pause again. Right. You want to get it back to us?
Y'all pause everything. Yeah.
Have you heard Dame Dash talk? Everything is pause.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's pause.
It's hilarious.
He's angry. Why are you so angry? Why so angry?
Because he's short.
I think he should be angry. I like his sweat.
But cool, man. We in these streets, man. You know where to find Jameel. Jameel's on Jameel Harley, everything social media. You can find Jameel. Steven Knows, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. And yours truly, I'm all over the place, man. Just Google me. That's what I say. Google me, and I will come up. Not with much, but my name will come up. I probably got a half a page.
And those mug shots are not real. That wasn't his fault, right?
We working on it. But, man, we here each and every Tuesday, 8 o'clock, man. I want to give a congratulations and thanks and much appreciated to everybody who chimes in with us. Search Keynote. Have a good week, man. Go out there, be productive. Go out there, don't hurt nobody. Don't go to jail. And you can catch us at karaoke.
I was like,
what? Karaoke. But we are this biatch. Peace.
In the Middle East.
Ha ha ha.